Good evening. This is Rabbi Mayevsky. This parsha to me was always one of the saddest parshas in the Chumash. It begins with such high hopes. We begin the parsha Bahaloschot Haneiros. We leave off where we left off last week. We pick up and then we talk about the lighting of the menorah. The 12 karbonos, one for each tribe, has now finished. And Aaron is now summoned to light the menorah to make him feel better or for whatever. And God has told them to get ready to march. They're going into Eretz Yisrael. The truth of the matter is, they were now approximately 8 days away. And how do I know that? Why do I say 8 days? Because at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, when we get there in the 40th year, it says, Acharos, the first pasuk, it says, Acharos, Yomei Chorev Derech Har Seir, that when they left Har Sinai, they were 11 days away. And now here it says that they had traveled 3 days. They had 8 days left, and in 8 days they could have been in Eretz Yisrael. When we think about that, it's incredible to think, really, the title of the shir tonight could have been, What If? And what I mean by that is something, how little things sometimes can change the course of history in a massive way. Had none of the events taken place that eventually do, because as we see there, V'yom simchatchem v'moadechem v'roshei chodcheichem v'chatzotrom v'chatzotros v'yal oloseichem v'yal simchei shalmeichem. They're getting ready. They're all getting ready to march. And they're getting ready to go in. And let's look at this fact over here. If they had been ready to march now and had gone into Eretz Yisrael in 8 days, all the need for the army would have been unnecessary, as Chazal tell us. Had the next few parshas not happened, the Maisa of the Meraglim, the Maisa of Bilam, the Maisa of Korach would never have had to take place. All the Nisim that we learn about in those parshas would have been unnecessary, and that would be explained in another way, as we've done before. Moshe would have taken the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Had Moshe taken them into Eretz Yisrael, he would have been them with them, because Moshe was destined to live 120 full years. He had 40 years left. He could have been with Klal Yisrael for the next 40 years, laying the groundwork for all the mitzvahs and bringing them up for 40 years in the land, and then Yehoshua to follow, instead of what we learn of all the events in Shoftim, all the sad events when we talk about Vayhi Bimei Shvot HaShoftim. All those events would have been pushed off and maybe never happened as well. And that's what I mean by what if. And what if changes so radically when only takes one thing to happen. Vayhi Ha'om Kimisonanim. They're getting ready to go in, and not only that, but things are looking so bright that they're absorbing and listening to all the laws that Moshe has given them. And on top of all that, they ask all about what would happen, because they're so concerned about accomplishing and being mekayim all the mitzvot of the Torah, the Karban Pesach. What happens if somebody's tamei and we all want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Amazing. And God says, that's wonderful that you asked. That's such a good question. I thought maybe we would discuss it later, but nevertheless, I'm making something that we're going to call Pesach Sheni. And this is for this halacha. Actually, the Gemara tells us that this is what brought Hillel to the Nesias, is that Bnei Yisrael in the time of Hillel, somebody asked the question, if Shabbos, the Erev Pesach, is Shabbos, do we bring the Karban Pesach? And he said, we learn it from a pasuk in this parsha. It says, B'moado, B'arba Asor Rishon, B'arba Asor Yom, B'chodesh HaSheni. And the pasuk, the last word of the pasuk previously is B'moado. He says, we take that word B'moado and put it into the next pasuk. And then we have the way the pasuk is supposed to be stated. And it says B'moado B'yomar B'arba Asor Yom, and that tells us that we have to bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th day, regardless of that what day of the week it is. And it's a wonderful question, and that brought Hillel to the Nesias, because nobody else knew the answer, and they figured if he knew that, this is what's going to make him the Nasi. Might as well get it right from the person who can answer our most difficult questions. Amazing. And this is the highlight of the pinnacle of success in the Midbar. They've now risen above and have seen all the Nisim and flaws that they need to see, ready to march. And then suddenly we have a scenario where that says that they are vahi al kemisonanim. We have some murmuring. And what does it mean if we think about it? Vahi al kemisonanim rabbi osnei Hashem. What does that really mean? When it says rabbi osnei Hashem, it means very simple. Nobody could hear. When you're muttering silently, when you're talking to yourself, people talk to themselves and are under their breath. They're dissatisfied. Nobody else heard. There was no massive chillul in terms of everybody else hearing and starting a movement here. It's only Rabbi Osnei Hashem. That's what the Torah is telling us. Only God heard. And that is a tremendous lesson on ourselves. Only the ears of God were able to pick up, because he knows what we're thinking and he knows exactly what we're doing. And he understands. So vayhi ha'om, that's why it says kim misonanim. They weren't. It was the chof hadimyon, it's called. And this was like they were making complaint. It sounds like they were complaining out loud, but they weren't. It was like they were complaining. You're muttering under your breath. It's like you're complaining, but you're not. I didn't say anything. No, it wasn't me. I didn't have anything. But God knows what you're thinking. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Vayhi ha'om kemisonanim ra biosnei Hashem. And vayichar Hashem, vayichar apo. And God got very angry. And this is the downfall. Sometimes we see things that are happening and we're dissatisfied. Why are we dissatisfied? We think of last week I mentioned about focusing on the positive. And we always have to do that. Because even when we're dissatisfied and we say, no, I have nothing to complain about, and you privately, you do complain and you say and you think and you, maybe it's not public, but what happens is you could see it on the face, and obviously right after that it says, ish pesach olo, they cried, ish pesach bochel mishpachosav, ish pesach olo. Then it became public. Then everybody saw everybody else, how they were complaining. And little by little, when you say sometimes, you say, no, everything is fine, except maybe just this. Imagine. And Moshe just doesn't know what to say. And all he could say is, Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. You've seen so much. You've seen Kriyas Yamsuf. He took you out of Mitzrayim. You're about to go into the land. You've seen all these Nisim. You've seen Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Egyptians go by the wayside. You're getting man from heaven and you're getting water from a rock. Is there anything more could we imagine today, how we would think if there was somebody around for us today to perform these miracles and realize that this is God helping us out doing that? And that's what God wants to do. When we say brachas in the morning and we say, you know, pokeach ivrim, matir asurim, zokev kefufim, we're thankful for everything that God gives us. We have complaints, certainly, but what do they amount to? Are we functioning? Are we doing things? For Klal Yisrael at this point in time to do that, and the machlokis is over here, v'asafsuf asher b'kibo hisavu tava. What were they really doing? Who were the asafsuf? There's a very difference in the chachamim over here on the parsha. They have an argument. Who were the asafsuf? Was it the Erev Rav? So obviously, we would like to think that the Erev Rav, but there's actually one that says these were the Ziknei Yisrael. And when they, hisavu tava, when they express their dissatisfaction, imagine how it filters down. When we see leaders who end up to be dissatisfied, imagine how it filters down to the lower people. And we see that in government. When people do wrong, vayhi bimei shvot hashoftim, as much as we kept on focusing that. Just think, Moshe Rabbeinu with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And as Chazal tell us, if Moshe had the schus to take them into Eretz Yisrael, there would have been no war. So no casualties, and none of the events that took happen would have had the history by he ha'om kimisonim, a little bit of murmuring, changes the course of history. We could think of so many things that we've experienced in our lives, had one little thing not happened, how the course of history might have been changed. Of course, this is what if. The what if is very easy to say, but it's the biggest word in the dictionary. We understand that. But let's focus on the fact that we could add to that by being acting more satisfied and walking around with a smile and not saying and just focusing on and saying there's nothing wrong. And we would have had a whole different Jewish history except for those few people who were murmuring. And this changes the course of history. And we see how the parsha continues and things go downhill and even filters down to our own, because at the end, by he ha'om kimisonanim, and the reason some of the Mepharshim want to speculate and say, v'asafsuf asher b'kirbo hisavu tava, they didn't really want anything. They just didn't know what they really wanted. What does it mean, hisavu tava? They desired desire. They didn't know what they want. Sometimes, you know, you're dissatisfied, and if I would say to you, what is your problem? You say, I don't know. I just don't like things in general. Well, what does that mean? You have to explain yourself. And that's what it means, hisavu tavo vayoshuvu vayipu gam b'nei Yisrael. It filters down to the rest of the people, and this begins a rebellion for no good reason. And it changed the course of history. And this is where we go wrong, all the way to the end when God tries to pick up the pieces because all has not been lost. And when Moshe complains to Hashem, how could I run this? Did I bring up these people? And God says, as for Li Shiva Mishnah Zikne Yisrael, and I'll give you 70 Nevi'im. And it's an amazing situation that he gives the ability for so many people to have Nevuah, to put them seemingly for a moment, for a short while, on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to see things as Moshe does, and they're able to have this Nevuah. And then we fall into the same trap next week with the Meraglim. Imagine how things take a turn on a dime. We see that in so many times in our history. May we all have the ability to not necessarily keep still, but focus on the positive. Imagine had we had Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael the first 40 years of our existence there, and followed by Yehoshua for the next 28 years. Imagine how things would have been changed. No need for Korach. No need for Bilam. No need for the ground to open up, no need for a talking donkey, and no need for the Meraglim. It's an amazing turn of events for the sake of people who were dissatisfied with their diet, what they weren't happy, or they didn't know what they were unhappy about. Hisavu tava. They just wanted things that they didn't even know what they wanted. And then it all comes out. May we all again see the good in everything. The parasha tells us all these things, and we have a makeup time over here until now that they have to have the get to the point where they're doubting an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they even want to see the land. Imagine if Moshe was taking them into the land, they would not have to see the land. Trust me, what was there anything about Moshe Rabbeinu that they couldn't trust? Did he ever do anything to make him mistrust them? It's just foolishness. And that's what governs so much of our lives around us in the world today. There's so much foolishness, so much unnecessary conversation, so many things that we just don't realize the consequences. Just for a few words, to be unsatisfied, to be unhappy, can change the course of history. May we see the wisdom of looking on the bright side before we say things sometimes. Have a good week.